RED to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take RED. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You got to change your evil ways, baby.
Welcome back. Let's get to our special guest, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Mr. Strelo. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, special guest. Feeling a little special this morning.
You should be. You are special. John Hyatt, who's in for Zach Ord, says that, Mickey, I would change my schedule every week. I'd make sure I'm listening to Paul Strelo every single week. So you change people's lives, Paul. You change people's other plans. And speaking of change.
Doing the Lord's work, one high school kid update at a time.
Speaking of changing things, let me throw you a curveball. I mentioned it last week, talked some college basketball here in this segment, some recruiting here in this segment. And I'll just start on a big picture of in the state of South Carolina. We had talked about this before where obviously Zion Williamson was the big name last year, but this kind of this window where Clemson goes to the Sweet 16 and then the state of South Carolina 2019, 20, maybe 21 gets a lot better here. Is this 2020 class, I know you got three maybe top 70 players in the state. How does this class rank to maybe some of the previous classes in the last few years?
Oh, I think looking at are you talking 2019 or 2020? I'm thinking, the football thing gets it all complicated, but 2019 with Christian Brown,
right.
Juwan Gary, those guys are, I think what stands out to me is the state of South Carolina is in a pretty good old cycle here, where I go back a couple years and there might be one guy, maybe two, but it's often just one guy in state really worth pursuing for Clemson, South Carolina each year. And I think now we've reached the point where there are three to four every year that we're seeing that it's worthwhile for Clemson and South Carolina to be involved in, maybe even more. And, some of that might just be that, it's just happenstance and the state of South Carolina is in a good run. I also think there's something to, I think you're as good as your resources allow you to be. There are certain schools and whatnot that, you know, when you pour resources into having a good team, you're going to end up attracting more good players. And I think in the Columbia area, and maybe to a lesser extent Charleston, but particularly Columbia area, you see, you know, more high schools, more schools there becoming, you know, more active in high school basketball. And I think that's attracting more talent there. I think you're developing guys a little better. And it's just a more competitive basketball scene, you know, maybe than it has been in a little while. I'm not saying that, you know, there have always been guys coming out of the Columbia area. But you see this cycle particular, you know, the Christian Browns and Juwan Garys and guys like that. So bottom line, I think we're in a pretty good run for the state of South Carolina here. And I think that Clemson and South Carolina can both benefit from that. But there's still just the challenge of, you know, how many people grow up Clemson basketball fans, South Carolina basketball fans. I think that's said about a lot of schools. I think most kids tend to grow up eyeing a blue blood type offer. It's just a different dynamic than football, where they're, you know, people, there's more regional affinity and affiliation with schools. But, you know, I think that when a Clemson makes the Sweet 16, you start, you know, chipping away a little bit of credibility and start building more there that over time allows you to resonate more with the in-state prospects.
Speaking of in-state prospects, let's go over those guys. We've got another five-star in the Porter Gaud point guard, James. I know we talked a little bit about him last week, number 11 player according to Rivals. Talk to him about him, what kind of player he is, and where he is, and because I know he's got like a top nine now, but where he is in his decision-making and how Clemson stands at this point.
Yeah, Josiah James, 6'5", 6'6", 190 area. You know, when he first came onto the scene, you know, I think even I thought, okay, here's a combo guard or probably a wing, because what you run into in my world all the time is anybody that's remotely tall and can dribble the basketball suddenly claims themselves to be a point guard. And where just being able to dribble the ball up the court against minimal pressure doesn't constitute point guard. But over time, I think what I've seen and what others have seen is he does have legit point guard feel to him. That is the position he's probably going to play at the college level and maybe even beyond, just kind of the way he controls games that way. So, you know, he's not a volume scorer or a great shooter, but he is a pure point guard type who, with his size, is able to just kind of, and feel, kind of dictate offenses, stuff like that. So, you know, recruiting wise, you know, top nine, like you said, his profile has really started to take off here over the last, you know, really going back into the spring is when I think he took a jump, to a truly national level. You know, we have him as five star up to, like you said, number 11, you know, Going back a year ago, you know, he was probably, I think folks had him in the 50s to 70s nationally. So he's kind of taken off. His dad played at Michigan State. You know, Duke has gotten involved. I think the fact that Clemson has been there from the very beginning, you know, this is I think people will naturally kind of maybe put up their guard based on how Zion Williamson went and think, okay, you know, Clemson thought they had a shot there. South Carolina thought they had a shot. They didn't get him. They're not going to get this kind of kid. This one's different for a number of different reasons. But, you know, I do think that Clemson has as strong a shot as anyone right now and has staying power till the end with him. You know, I don't think that necessarily being a blue blood is going to win Josiah James, although you can't write off some of the names that I particularly mentioned. But he'll take official visits in the fall. You know, I could see Clemson bringing him in specifically for the Auburn football game weekend there and getting their crack then. And then, you know, I don't know when he'll necessarily render a decision, but it's going to go through official visits. And you know, I expect Duke to get one. I expect Michigan State to get one and Clemson to get one. And probably, I think it's reasonable to think South Carolina will be given a look as well once the fall reaches.
The you broke some news for us. Clemson's going to play Auburn in football this year, maybe?
Sorry. I'm mixing years here.
Breaking news.
What? Yeah.
Breaking news.
Sorry.
All right, no. Christian Brown.
Breaking.
All right. Christian Brown ranked 40th, a kid from Columbia, four-star. Where is he? What kind of player? Where is he now?
Yeah, Christian Brown, from Lower Richland, a 6'6", 200, forward. Someone I see very much in the mold of a Jerron Blossom game or KJ McDaniels in terms of how he would fit in a Clemson-type system. As someone who probably plays the four at the college level but could play the three, he's taken an official visit to UNLV a month ago, and they're one that kind of quietly has been listed as a big contender for him. Georgia is another candidate there. I think really those three are the main ones among the ones that he is listing right now. He'll take more official visits, again, kind of going into the fall. Things kind of jump around with Christian. There was a period where there was thought that he might reclassify to this 2018 class. And, that's back when one of his best friends was a Georgia commitment who was looking at doing the same. He was going to wait and push it back and just go with the 2019s. Now there's conversation he might want to enroll in January and play immediately. So in some respects, what he decides there, if he's truly locked on a timeline, will define things based on who has scholarships available come January. But, I think if you're just looking at the schools that interest him, right now Clemson and UNLV are probably the two with the best chances at him right now. But as things have shown, that this can be fluid.
Juwan Gary is ranked number 70, another four-star player. Where do things stand now?
Yes, the great collegiate wingman had even tweeted about a week ago that he intended to make a decision this week. And at that point, really all signs indicated Alabama. It's the only school he's visited this summer. There are other connections to the state that kind of compelled him. But, based on my intel, at least, is that, after he tweeted that out and word has kind of circulated, and we've even seen basically Sindarius Thornwell recruit him without mentioning him by name over Twitter. I think that Gary's probably pumped the brakes there. And even though he hasn't necessarily come out and say it, I think that he's probably not really close to making a decision. I think he'll take more time and think things over and think that he was, the sense I get was that things around the Gary's folks feel like he was rushing into a decision. And so I think he'll pump the brakes there. And in the end, I still think, I think Alabama and South Carolina have the two best shots. Clemson remains involved with him, but I think it's an Alabama South Carolina battle that, I think South Carolina has just as much chance of winning as Alabama over the long haul here.
Is it safe to say, you stole my thunder, because South Carolina seems to be in better shape than Clemson with Gary, is it safe to say that if it is in-state right now that Clemson might lead for the other two, Brown and James, over South Carolina, at least in the in-state schools?
I think so. And I think that's even more about relationships than anything we've seen of Clemson making Sweet 16 or South Carolina's run the year before. It still comes down to relationships and other factors there involved with recruiting. But I think both schools have helped themselves by showing, what they can do in the NCAA tournament.
All right, got a couple other in-state guys that aren't in the top 100 there, but say Malcolm Wilson or Calvin Felder in-state guys. Clemson involved there?
Clemson is involved with both. I would say more so with Malcolm Wilson, who's the 6'10", 6'11", very lean shot-blocking center out of Ridgeview. I think Georgetown is offered there. And I really think with both of those guys, the market really has yet to shake out for them. While a Clemson, South Carolina, both involved with them, you know, I think for unless you've already established yourself as a true priority target, I think the market shakes out for you over this month. You know, how you do at these 3 weekends, which has already started this week, Peach Jam and several tournaments last night. But for these 3 weeks, with coaches watching you and your performance there, I think that's when they come back and they start deciding who they're really going to go after. And so, as well as, okay, who are the new targets and who's opened our eyes? And everything kind of starts falling in a row for official visits in the fall and things like that. So not only from a Clemson, South Carolina standpoint on these 3 weeks kind of dictating how much do they chase Malcolm Wilson, C.J. Felder, you know, I think there's also, okay, do other names come in for the either of those guys based on how they do these next couple weeks. I think Felder had a pretty good showing last night in kind of a warm-up tournament that he's a teammate with Christian Brown for the Adidas Upward Stars that are up in New York this weekend. So does Felder open eyes? Does certainly the market for a Malcolm Wilson, a kid who's very lean, needs weight, but has some really good instincts and motor. You know, big men tend to have a much better value or bigger value than wings. So I expect more names probably to come in for Wilson as this month goes along too.
All right, Paul, final basketball quickly for you. Those are in-state guys, obviously. Are there bigger names? There are bigger names out there. Who are a big name or two that the Tigers would be, Tiger fans would be interested in following? It's still very early stages of this next class.
Oh, there are a couple of wings. You look at another four-man like Jalen Withers out of Charlotte, who Clemson was in the best shape for a while based on they were in on him early. And then he kind of blew up in the spring, where maybe, you know, it was a Clemson NC State battle before, but now that kid has elevated, and a Louisville is particularly involved. Patrick Williams, I think he's more of a small forward type, out of West Charlotte, who's running with the CP3 program, which has produced, several guys that have matriculated Clemson: Shelton Mitchell, Hunter Tyson, John Newman. So Williams, another 6'5", 6'6", a small forward, maybe big shooting guard type that has NC State and some others and looking at him as well. So Patrick Williams, Jalen Withers, there are a couple bigs out there that will be interesting. Dale Davis' son in Indiana is a big recruit in that region with Purdue and Northwestern and some of those. Clemson really likes him. Whether they can get an at-bat with an official visit, I think, remains to be seen, because I think the indications are that he's more likely to stay local. But, I think those are some of the bigger fish that Clemson is involved with.
Finally, man, I can't go without asking any football stuff. Give me one football, anything major. I know we're in a dead period, a quiet period here, and I know there's not a whole lot going on, but either teasing the website stuff coming up, any football. Obviously, there's some football stuff to grab some people's attention.
Yeah, Clemson's all-in cookout here coming up in about 2 weeks. We reported this week on a couple of defensive tackles who are going to be there. Obviously, Tyler Davis was the big name that folks have kind of been following as a nose tackle. But two guys we've confirmed coming in. Enoch Jackson out of Mansfield, Legacy High School in Texas, a 6-foot defensive tackle who's kind of pretty similar in that regard. A similarly built, similar type player. Final three last weekend of Texas Tech, Arkansas, and Clemson. And so Arkansas kind of leads there, and Clemson, kind of will decide on how much do they truly push for him once they get him on campus here for the cookout. And then at Nosa Rubin, a 6'3", 290, someone they offered back in the May period. Another guy who's plays high school, 6'3", 275, plays defensive end in high school, but projects as an interior guy. He's already taken some official visits elsewhere. Georgia's been involved. Ohio State feels like they're front runners for him. But Ruben will be coming in for the cookout. And another one that, you know, I think as Clemson looks to replenish that position, particularly with volume, those two guys are relevant to the conversation right now.
All right, the website, man, a lot going on. Tell us about why they can subscribe. Really a great time to get ready for what should be another cool season, another great season, another lot of great recruiting news at Tiger Illustrated.
Yes, you know, Larry Williams, our team writer, has his annual excellent series where he sits down with Brad Brownell, who's about as candid an interview as there is. He started the first of that series yesterday, just kind of exploring the state of the basketball program. Lots to lead up to with the cookout coming up, as well as Clemson's media stuff really kicks off next week with the coaches' golf tournament and all the assistant coaches getting to talk to the media. And we kind of do our individual sit-downs with them during that span. So from recruiting-wise, team-wise, and then as we kind of discussed with basketball, a lot kind of going on as we're really building up to the end of July being huge for basketball and the beginning of August really kicking things off here for football.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, you're the best. Best in the business, man. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. It's Paul Strela of TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, my friends at Harry's Razors have some great things going on right now. At Harry's Razors, the quality is amazing. You don't have to join any kind of clubs or anything like that. Matter of fact, you can get them now at Walmart and Target stores. 100% guarantee with these. Now, they've brought this world-class razor to you at just $2 a blade, about half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They get rid of these upcharges and you get it free shipping. This is amazing deals that are going on at Harry's and Harry's.com right now with the smooth, comfortable glide, with the weighted razor handle, the design, the shave gel. All this is great points about Harry's and Harry's razors. And now, for our listeners out there right now, you got some really cool special offers going on. For a limited time only, they've got a deal for you right now, $5 off a shave set when you enter the promo code Mickey at Harry's.com, HARRYS.com, the promo code Mickey, MICKEY. That means you get the starter set, the five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foam gel, the travel cover, all for just $3 plus shipping when you use the code Mickey at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who have already switched and go to Harry's.com today. Remember to check out, use the promo code Mickey, MICKEY. We'll take a break, come back, phone calls, text, tweets, and Heisman odds with Trevor Lawrence right after this.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living, just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents, like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
If you are a veteran who is unable to work full-time and you have at least a VA service-connected rating of 60% for one body part or a 70% combined rating with one body part being at least 40%, you should call us at Thompson & King to see if you can qualify for total disability.
If you are a veteran or you know a veteran who may be helped by this information, please call or have them contact Richard at Thompson & King, 864-222-0200 or thompsonking.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, Silver, Gold, and Platinum members automatically get Bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Dabo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We teased this at the top of the last hour, saying Trevor Lawrence now tied for third in the Heisman odds. Let me give you all the Heisman odds in here, right?
All right.
The at 10,000 to 1 right now.
Okay.
It's pretty good odds. Eulinger, the quarterback at Texas, Sam Eulinger. Stephen Carr, running back at Southern Cal.
These are all at 10,000 to 1.
Frank Nuttall, Nuttall from the quarterback from Temple. I don't know him. I didn't see Temple last year. Oklahoma State running back Justice Hill is 8,800 to 1. Not 8,800 to 1. Plus 8,800.
Okay.
In other words,
that's
you bet 100, not 10,000 to 1. You bet 100, you get 10,000 if any of those three guys win it.
Okay.
Justice Hill, Oklahoma State, that's not a bad deal at plus 8,800.
No, that's yeah. He's gonna have a pretty good year.
Nick Bosa, defensive lineman at Ohio State, plus 6,600.
No.
The same as Ed Oliver.
No.
Defensive lineman from Houston. The same as David Sills, wide receiver from West Virginia. At 5,500, plus 5,500.
Okay.
Ryan Finley, NC State.
I like the odds except for the fact of who his head coach is, but other than that, it's not bad for the money.
Something tells me you're not a big Dave Doran fan.
No, not a Dave Doran fan.
Guy also can't. At 55 to 1, or I'm sorry, plus, not 55, plus 5,500.
Okay.
Again, folks, this means if you bet $100, you win 5,500.
Right.
Plus 5,500. Travis Etienne. Of Clemson.
I like that.
Plus 5,000, Damon Harris at Alabama.
Okay.
Plus 3,500, Nick Fitzgerald at Mississippi State.
Okay.
Along with Brandon Winbush at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
At plus 2,800, DeAndre Swift of Georgia.
Okay.
Along with Mackenzie Milton of Central Florida, quarterback Central Florida. I like him.
He's a good football player.
At plus 2,500, we got three guys. Drew Locke, quarterback at Missouri.
Okay.
Rodney Anderson, running back at Oklahoma. Okay. Like him a lot.
Yeah.
Cam Akers, running back at Florida State.
All three of those guys are going to have big years.
At plus 2,200.
Okay.
Dwayne Haskins, quarterback at Ohio State.
All right.
Jake Browning, quarterback at Washington. At plus 2,000 right now. Three guys at plus 2,000. Shea Patterson, quarterback at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Will Greer, quarterback at West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Bryant, quarterback at Clemson. Plus 2,000.
All right.
At plus 1,800 right now, two guys. Trace McSorley of Penn State. Justin, is it Herbert or Abier at Oregon? Do
I think we know it's that? Herbert.
Justin Herbert at Oregon.
I'll ask Walt. Walt's real high on him.
Of course Walt's high on Oregon. At plus 1,600, Jarrett Stidham, quarterback at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
At plus 1,500, J.K. Dobbins, running back at Ohio State.
Okay.
At plus 1,400, Khalil Tate, quarterback at Arizona.
Mm.
At plus 1,200, Jake from State Fromm, quarterback at Georgia. The top three in our Heisman ballots, or Heisman odds, I should say. The favorite, Jonathan Taylor, plus 750.
Right.
Second is Bryce Love, Stanford. Oh, by the way, Jonathan Taylor, running back at Wisconsin. Bryce Love, running back at Stanford, plus 800. And tied for third, Tua and Trevor Lawrence, plus 900.
Here we go.
Clemson has three guys in the top. Let me see if I'm right with saying this here. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 22. In the top 23, in top 24, Clemson has three guys.
Not too
ETN,
shabby.
Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence. Georgia has two. West Virginia has two. Anybody else have more than one? Ohio State has two. And Haskins and Dobbins.
Does Alabama have?
Alabama just has two, right?
And Damien Harris.
No, Damien Harris.
Yeah.
Damien Harris. So Alabama has two. How about Clemson with three?
I like it. I'm just curious for our feather friends down I-26, what are Mr. Bentley's odds?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Same as yours.
Well, that's not good.
Same as yours. Interesting though, huh?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
He hasn't played a down.
Heck, Tua hadn't played a whole lot of downs.
No.
Right?
No, he hasn't.
But all in all.
Man.
Nowadays with college football, because the freshmen are playing so much, you kind of got to like forecast what's going to happen, like instead of going on all the seniors that are returning, you know?
Right. Now, what does that clock say in there? How long till Trevor Lawrence?
Not that I'm keeping up with it, but 51 right. days, 3 hours, 46 minutes, and 33 seconds. Not that I'm keeping up with it.
Spot the ball. Let's go.
By the way, there's our Numbers Matter segment. We're brought to my great friends at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, the Ingle Crossing. Hey, you still looking for that place to live this fall? I might be able to get you to University College. Pet-friendly, resort-style pool, dog park, fitness center, grilling area, coffee bar, cabinetry, the appliances, flat-screen TV. It's awesome. Numbers matter, 784-3400. Great rent. Go by and see those good folks. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Ingles Crossing. Beautiful right there across from Ingles. Speaking of appliances, I very seldom do this on the show. My washing machine is broken. My agitator doesn't turn in there on her little spin cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know how to fix that? Mickey Potter at hotmail.com. Or if you know of a good repair guy. No, seriously. On seriously, if you know of a good repair man or woman, let me know.
You got to have that fixed.
Yeah, my wife's going to have to do some clothes here, laundry here. That's not going to be good.
No one wants to go to the laundromat.
Text message Jordan says Rotor Rooter. He also, you know, he gives me a hard time, and rightfully so. But he gives me a hard time saying that if Trevor Lawrence is, or how many Traegers would it be, whatever Trevor Lawrence wins a Heisman Trophy. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah, I tried to fix it myself last night.
How'd that go?
That ain't working. So good appliance repair, man. Let me know. Yeah, text message ordinary says, so if I bet $100 on Traeger Lawrence to win the Heisman.
Traeger Lawrence?
Do I win $8,000? No, you would win $900. Right? Plus $900.
Man.
Texas said, I'm surprised that Kyler Murray was not mentioned. First of all, I don't think Kyler Murray is a very good football player.
You don't?
No. I think Kyler Murray is one of the most overrated players in the history of football.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's good. I think he's going to be really good in that zone read. That kid can fly.
He can. He's such a tiny little fella.
He's a wee little guy.
And maybe he looks tinier because his helmet is like the biggest helmet in the world, and his head's like... Really, really small.
Looks like a youth, little peewee football player running around with that giant helmet. Yeah.
He looks like a cartoon character with all that.
He also looks like a cartoon character that's making as much money as his head coach.
Good point. At A&M, he was 72 of 121, 59%, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Now, he did play in 7 games last year. 18 of 21 passing, which is good. 3 touchdowns. Maturing a little bit. I don't know, man. He's just not the biggest cat in the world. I can see that guy not making it through a season. Maybe I'm wrong about that. We'll see. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Want to get this to you. Dabo Swinney, Nick Saban, visiting ESPN headquarters. We've got the ESPN car wash stuff. I don't know why they call it the car wash.
I have
Someone
no idea.
Still explain that to me. But on the SEC network, on the Pac-12 network, on the, not Pac-12 network, Pac-12 media days, SEC media days, ACC media days, got a lot of stuff going on. College Football Live is coming back on Monday. It's been off now. It's coming back on Monday. Season debut. They're going to be at the College Football Hall of Fame and the SEC kickoff. I didn't know it until Brad mentioned it yesterday. The SEC media days moved to Atlanta this year. So that's good. So College Football Live is back. ESPNU, ACC Network Extra at the ACC football kickoffs. ESPNU, Longhorn Network at the Big 12 Media Days. ESPNU, Pac-12 Media Day. And ESPN, SEC Media Days at the SEC Network. They'll also host Dabo Swinney on July 23rd and Nick Saban on July 24th at Bristol with their headquarters. They'll be doing all those numerous ESPN shows, all of the sports centers, all of the talk shows. They'll be on all of those. So the schedule now on Monday, SEC media days from 10 until 4:30. Monday, Tuesdays, 8:30 to 3:30. Wednesdays, 9 to 3:30. Thursdays, 9 to 3 on the SEC network. Longhorn Network. Do we have the Longhorn Network? I never watched it. Big 12 Media Days on Monday, Tuesday, just those 2 days, 11 to 2. ACC Media Days on ACC Network Extra from 10 to 5:30 on Wednesday, 9:30 to 2:15 on Thursday. Again, Dabo all day long on the 23rd. So what's the days of 23rd? Let me make sure I'm not saying this. That is a... Monday, July 23rd. So a week from Monday, Dabo Swinney will be on ESPN all day. You'll see him on every one of their shows. They're running through the car wash.
That's a big day. You get Dabo Swinney all day, and you get Mr. Or24 back here in the studio. Big day.
We'll put him through the car wash.
There you go. Course, maybe we can just have him wash everyone's cars for
with all
for
the Guinness he's drinking over there, we probably need to spray him down anyway. Make sure he's right through all that. All right, let's take our final break of the show. We'll come back, wrap things up. I've got that coach's hot seat list for you. You've been wanting that list, John, so I'll get that to you when you come back. It's the Mickey Paul Show. More after this.
The countdown is on. 51 days till Clemson football.
Johnson going to throw it across the middle, and it's complete to Smith. Cannon Smith, a touchdown. A throw of 13 yards for 6. Cannon Smith's first reception of the season.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car?
Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source, and we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like OneTouch and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom.
Our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. Brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. John, you're from Hilton Head, so you know this kind of stuff. People come into vacations Saturday to Saturday. So Saturday is like your moving day. And that's great news for golfers because if you can work it out that you get there earlier on Saturday or maybe you get there Friday, or like if you're local and you get down there, they've got these unbelievable summertime Saturday golf specials right now. On Saturdays between now and August the 25th, from 10 until 3, they could get to up to 50% off your tee times at all three of the courses. What a great deal, man. you don't think about it. Like Saturdays at your home course is like maybe the busiest day. Well, when you're on vacation and these weekly vacation things, you can take advantage of this. I didn't know about it until I got an email about it from my great friends at Palmetto Dunes, because I sign up to their email list and find out more about Shelter Cove fireworks, find out more about the restaurants, more about some of the great deals that are going on there. Just sign up. Go to PalmettoDunes.com. Get the sign-up offer right now at PalmettoDunes.com. You're going to love it. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Here's what's interesting about the local golf scene that they support here. John Deere Classic, starting today up in Illinois, we have 12 local players, 12 players with ties to South Carolina playing this week. William McGirt at 7:50. Wesley Bryan, 8 o'clock. Jonathan Bird, 8:10. Scott Brown, 8:10 off number 10. Tommy Ganey, 8:20. Brendan DeYoung, 8:20 off number 10. Richie Wierenski, 8:30. In the afternoon wave, Sam Saunders, 12:40. Bill Haas, 12:50. Kyle Stanley, 1:10. DJ Trahan, 1:20. Kyle Thompson, 2:20. 12 guys, man. So really cool to see that. It is our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Go by and see our good friends there at PalmettoDunes.com. And ask about those Saturday specials where you get up to 50% off. Cool deal. John, you knew that, mm-hmm. being from Hilton Head, that you knew.
Saturday's the day to go get on the course.
Right. You knew that's the case. I'd forgotten all that. All right, let me get to this CBS Sports deal here for their Dennis Dodd of the Power 5 coaches sitting on the hot seat. Well, no, this is all 129, by the way. The number's 129 this year. Now, the rating of how it goes, there are 11 coaches that are untouchable or have a zero on a hot seat rating.
Okay.
There are 41 that have a one on a hot seat rating. Let me give you the zeros right now and just some of the guys think about it. Nick Saban is certainly a zero. He's not going to be fired. Joe Moglia of Coastal Carolina is a zero. Dabo Swinney's a zero. There's no way they're going to be fired. Kirby Smart at Georgia's a zero. Let's see here of our zeros. Scott Frost at Nebraska is not going to be fired this year. Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern, he says. Urban Meyer at Ohio State. There's 11 of these zeros that are out there. David Shaw at Stanford, who I still think's a great football coach. Bill Clark at UAB, he's done a great job turning that program, or actually building that program from nothing again. So there's 11 of those guys. The next rating is a one, and according to CBS Sports, that is safe and secure. There's 41 ones out there. Among those ones, Scott Satterfield at App State is in there. Jeff Munkin at Army. You beat Navy 2 years in a row, you're safe at Army. Brian Hartson at Boise State is a one right now. David Cutcliffe at Duke is a one. Did you see David Cutcliffe in his Incredibles outfit with his grandson?
That was fantastic.
I love that. Butch Davis is a one at FIU right now. Dan Mullen at Florida is a one. Lane Kiffin's a one. Jeff Tedford at Fresno is a one. Matt Campbell at Iowa State, I think he does a great job. Billy Napier, good friend Billy Napier now. Mark Richt's a one. Just looking at your ones. Your twos, there are 42 twos, and it says all good, dot, 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 for now. You don't pronounce the dot, dot, dot. They're just now, there's there for you.
Just a that. Nice pause, if you will. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Sling Blade?
It's been a long time.
You don't pronounce the dot, dot, dot. They're just there for effect. All good, dot, 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 for now. There's 42 of these cats. Will Muschamp at South Carolina is all good for now. Gus Malzahn at Auburn, you're never all good for now. Matt Rule at Baylor, too early for him. So you're never really too. Willie Taggart at Florida State, interesting. He starts out as a two. Bobby Petrino at Louisville is a two. I don't know about that one. I might move that one up a little bit. Dave Doran, your buddy at NC State, is a two. So yeah, these are right. Guys that, yeah. Mario Cristobal at Oregon might be a two. Safe for now, they say.
Okay.
Now, let's go up to five. Three, meaning pressure is mounting. There's 19 of these guys. That's a three.
Mm-hmm.
Among the threes, Mike Bobo at Colorado State. I always thought he'd be good at Georgia, coming back one day maybe. Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech. Major Applewhite at Houston. Skip Holtz is now a three. Pressure's starting to mount a little bit, Louisiana Tech on him. Maryland's DJ Durkin, that's not fair, but they've been hurt too much. Barry Odom at Missouri. I'd move him as a four. I don't think Barry Odom gets it done there. But just some guys that the pressure's starting to get to just a little tiny bit. That you're starting to see maybe some rumblings under Derek Mason at Vanderbilt's a three. As far as the fours go, now what they say the four category is start improving now. There's 10 of these guys as a four. Among them, North Carolina's Larry Fedora. He's a four. Let me get you another four in here. Chris Ash at Rutgers, you don't care about him. See, guys you'd care about is a four.
I'm sure my
Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron's a four? I thought he'd be a five.
They're going to fire him. He's gone. Mark Stoops at Kentucky is a four.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought they would be all about some Mark Stoops. They're good enough for a basketball school.
That's a good point. Finally, five is win or be fired. There's six coaches that are fives right now. And this means you are squarely, your seat is hot, couldn't be hotter. Brad Lambert at Charlotte.
Okay.
I don't really need to care about that one. Scotty Montgomery at East Carolina. You're an East Carolina guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the case.
Lovie Smith at Illinois. That's about over, isn't it?
I'm surprised they're not going to give him longer. What a tough job that is. It's that tough. Guy before then just ran that program in the ground.
I agree. Totally agree there. David Beattie at Kansas.
Okay.
That's just as tough a job as it is in the country. Shouldn't be, but it is. Bob Davie, New Mexico. You got some off-the-field things that are happening there, too, a little bit. Seems like it's a crazy program there.
Mm-hmm.
That's four of the six. Everett Withers at Texas State. Texas State.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's done. He's toast. Can't win. Shouldn't have hired him. Wasn't a great hire to begin with. So those are your five guys. Five Guys Burgers and Fries through all this.
They might have to go get a job at Five Guys.
Did I miss somebody there? Yeah, they might get the resume ready. See how that works out. Brian Kelly went from a five to a two. He won last year. Yeah, those are our little hot seat rankings by CBS Sports. Again, Dabo's a zero right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. For the Gamecock fans out there, Will Muschamp is a two right now. Well, she has 15-11. So he's a two right now, as far as that goes.
I feel like the only way that he would get canned this year is if they went 1-11 or 0-12.
Yeah, he's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Texas says that Kyler Murray looks like Clint Trickett bobblehead doll. That's Matt from Belton. He does like a bobblehead doll, doesn't he?
Kind of does, yeah. Kind of does.
Tomorrow's show, we'll get our little World Cup preview from you. You'll be a halfway point after tomorrow. You've done a good job, though, man. I've enjoyed being with you.
Thank you. It's I appreciate stuff. It. Been fun to be here.
You're a lot nicer to me than Zach is. But we'll talk about Croatia and France. Pumped up for that one, I guess, for the fun. I'm pumped up that the World Cup's going to be over. I watched a lot of it.
I feel the exact opposite.
Really?
I've thoroughly enjoyed this World Cup.
It's been a high-level play, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I understand it's been a high-level play. I've been told that. I hadn't watched a lot of that. Wimbledon continues, but it continues without Roger Federer. Hard to see that coming. And we'll keep up with Major League Baseball leading to a weekend. This is the next week's the British Open, so we'll talk a little bit about that next week. And the next week, obviously, we have a lot of audio from all the talking heads, all the talking coaches, all the talking players coming out of all that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you. He helped me. Look, I trust him. I told you there was a former Allstate agent that I talked to the other day that said, man, you're right when you said about Brad Hughes. Brad is the best in the business. So get in touch with him. He says he's the best agent out there. I'll forgive the scoreboard operators in Major League Baseball last night. What was it with the runs last night? You pointed out to me the Rockies had 19 runs on 19 hits last night. Mm-hmm. Braves scored 9. Yankees scored 9. Indians beat the Reds 19-4. We had two teams score 19 runs last night. What was it in Major League Baseball? Just some high-scoring affairs. Twins and Royals, there were 13 runs in that one.
It seems like everyone's just ready to get to the All-Star break.
Seemed like, yeah, run out of pitching maybe.
Yeah.
But the Indians had 19 runs on 19 hits. The Rockies had 19 runs on 19 hits.
That's efficient right there.
Getting it all done. So I'll forgive the scorebook guys last night from having to bat around. There's nothing worse than having a nice, clean scorebook, and then you bat around, it messes everything up. So we'll forgive them as far as all that goes. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
All right, today my two-minute drill is former Clemson baseball player Reed Rollman. On Tuesday night, compiled 7 RBIs with a triple and a home run. A performance that highlights an 8-game hitting streak in which he's gone 17 for 35, batting .486 at the plate.
I like it, man. He cut his hair too, right?
Cut the hair, the beard, it's all gone. Doesn't even look like him.
Wouldn't even recognize the guy.
No.
My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, this is my great friend Eric Newton. .com. They can certainly help you as they help me with my remodeling my home, finding my home. I'll never use anybody else. For 20 years, the man who's done it right here is EricNewton.com. Speaking of haircuts, my two-minute drill is Clemson had its second annual All Off for Cancer event at the Reese Football Building yesterday, hosted by Tigers offensive lineman Sean Pollard. In partnership with the Clements Kindness Foundation, their working goal towards raising $15,000 for a cause that helps support families with children that are undergoing or have been treated for cancer or serious blood disorders. A bunch of Clemson athletes were on hand to have their heads shaved to bring awareness to this. You can give to the cause at All Off for Cancer. TigerNet.com's got a story on it. You can click on a link and give to that. I would encourage you to do it if you're able to do it. It feels so good to give to these type of things. That's awesome. You know, Sean Pollard misses a block. Somebody says something about it, but in the middle of football season, we won't remember this, but I think that's awesome. These guys got together. A lot of these Clemson athletes get together helping families that, goodness gracious, got a lot more important things going on in this world. I think it's great that you're going to shave your head, right? Now, through it all. I couldn't get Quark to do it forever.
I'll do it.
Really?
I went to a military school for 3 years. I don't have a problem shaving my head.
I like it, man. I need to get you, Quark, and Zach. We need to all get together and let you guys do it. Mine won't grow back. Mine's too late to grow back at my late stages, but we'll figure something out.
It'd be a roll of the dice, but I'm willing to roll the dice.
I like it, man. We might try to raise some money for that. That's really cool stuff there. It's good to see those athletes doing that. Hey, let me thank Paul Striello, TigerIllustrator.com. Great job, John Height, once again, man. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
For sure. Let me thank our callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Up next, two of my favorite people. Ben Milstead and Brad Sinketh. Folks, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Thursday, but more importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we will see you on the radio.